Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. Welcome along to the Country Music Talk podcast. This is where you always get the biggest names in country music and the interview in its full glory. So sometimes on the radio show, there's some edits and we don't have time to play out the full interview. So we put it here. You get to hear everything that I talk about with our guests on Absolute Radio Country. And this week, it's one of the biggest. It's Dolly Parton.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Our guest today is a global icon, the most influential singer and songwriter of our time. She has given us songs that have become the soundtrack to our lives, and she's literally saved lives as well by helping to fund the Moderna COVID vaccine. She's provided scores of books to children around the world, including right here in the UK with Imagination Library, and she's written a few herself and has a new one on the way, we hear. She has a new fragrance out as well, Sent From Above, and the tour of 9-5 The Musical is kicking off soon. She is many things to many people, but for me, as a proud native Appalachian, she will always mean home as I live and breathe. Dolly Parton, hello and welcome to Absolute Radio Country.
Well, hello. And how did you lose your accent? You don't sound like you're from the Appalachian Mountains.
I know, but you know what? When I go back and see my mama in Bristol, Tennessee, it comes roaring back.
I bet. Bristol, that's just right up the road from where I was born and raised, right up there in the Smoky Mountains. Well, anyway, I'm glad to be with you, and especially knowing that you're a Southern boy from Tennessee.
9-5, The Musical. So this all kicks off, the tour, on the 31st of August. It kicks off in Southampton, runs right the way through March when it finishes up in Manchester. And this is so exciting, Dolly, because so many of us have been pent up inside. We need to go out and have a good night out, and I reckon this is a good night out.
Well, I think you're right about that. We've just been holed up for so long with the pandemic. People are so anxious to get back out, and I'm hoping that they can get out, have a wonderful time going to see 9-5 The Musical. Make a night of it. Take your friends, your family, maybe plan a dinner before or after, and just have a big old time.
I anticipate a lot of sing-alongs in the audience for this.
Well, certainly on 9-5, you know, everybody knows every word of that one. There are a lot of songs that are very singable, a lot of things that you can, if you don't sing along, you can clap along.
You must have been asked to do Broadway in the course of your career many times, I should imagine.
I do love going to the shows, but that is not something I have a desire to do. It's a sit-down job, first of all. I'm more like a gypsy. I'm an entertainer. I like going from one town to the next. But when you're on Broadway, you know, you really are, you got to do the same thing over and over and over, which the people that love Broadway, love the stage, that's what they love to do. My life was a little different than that, but I'm happy that I get to participate in the fact that I can write the songs, be part of it, go introduce the shows and take pride in that. But I just never thought that I would hold up that well doing a Broadway show.
So we're not going to see Dolly Parton as Grizabella in Cats or anything like that.
No, you're not. You're not going to see that.
Dolly, the last time that we met, you were kind enough to sit down with me for a chat backstage at one of your shows in St. Louis when you were on tour. And I tell you what, after that interview, one of the big questions that everybody asked me was, what did she smell like? And I thought that was such a funny question. And now I can say, well, you can find out for yourself because you also have a new fragrance out, Sent From Above.
Well, yes, I do. And I'm very proud of that. I've loved being able to have my perfume and to be part of something that I've always wanted to do. But that's funny when you said somebody asked you the question, what does she smell like? But I've always been asked that myself. People follow me around, always asking what I'm wearing. Through the years, I've had a combination of different smells that I love because I love soft cloud-like smells, a musky kind of smell. And so I got with a perfumer and we came up with what we call Dolly, the scent from above, because I think it smells heavenly. And thank you for bringing that up. We just premiered it last week here in the United States, and hopefully you're getting it there soon if you don't have it already.
Dolly, you give and you give and you give, and just when we think you can't give any more, you help fund the Moderna vaccine. In your kind of illustrious life and with everything that you achieved, where would you put that in your list of achievements?
Well, I don't know. When this came out, Vanderbilt Hospital is a wonderful hospital here in Nashville, Tennessee, and they've always been very good to me, and I've made donations for different things through the years with them, either the cancer for children, to donate to that. But when the pandemic came out, I just felt kind of led to do something because I knew something bad was on the rise. And I just wanted to kind of help with that. So I donated to help with that. Mine was a small part, of course, but I'd probably get a lot more credit than I deserved. But I was happy to be part of that and to be able to try to stop something in its tracks that's really become just such a monster for all of us. So I was happy to do that. So my heart just kind of leads me into where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to do at the time.
What a joyous thing, and a very generous thing as well. I think the world thanks you for that.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
And now we found out, Dolly, that you got a novel coming out in March, Run, Rose, Run. And reading always seems to have been a really important part of your life. And of course, with Imagination Library and giving all the kids kind of around the world books, and so many here in the UK as well. What are you reading at the moment?
Well, actually, I haven't been reading a whole lot right now.
You've been busy.
I've been working on this book, Run, Rose, Run, with the great James Patterson. This is my first novel. And I've also written music, a whole CD to go along with it based on the characters in the movie, their situations, attitudes, and that sort of thing. So it's the first time that I know of that a book comes along with a CD, or that you can get the CD also. They're separate, but they're together, and they work well together. But I've been loving that. But recently, I haven't had a chance to read a lot, but there's a writer, a Southern writer called Rick Bragg, that I just love. He writes a lot of articles and a lot of stories himself about his growing up in the smoke, in the mountains, Kentucky. So he's an Appalachian boy also. So I love reading what he has to write. It's not so much as what he says as how he says it, kind of like how we
right.
talk, and you know how it is with, you got to be a mountain person to know how a mountain person speaks and how they go about it. So I've been reading some of his things, but for the most part, I've just been working on getting this thing together for release next March.
Well, we can't wait. And I love listening to music that goes along with the book. So that is the perfect combination. And I'm going to check out that writer as well. And I think that we have a mutual friend in Adriana Trigiani, who has just announced that she has a new book on the way as well. So,
oh, I can't wait to get that. I love her. I've read everything she has ever done. Now, she's from New York. She's a New York girl that grew up in Virginia, you know, in the
South. Yeah, Big Stone Gap, I think it was.
Big Stone Gap, yeah. So, yeah, I love her. I'm so excited to hear she's got a new book. I'll get that immediately.
Yeah, I can't wait for that either. She very kindly sent my mother all of her books back home, and that was a joy. 9 to 5, even though it's in the corporate world, there's probably some correlations between the corporate world and the music world. Women having to stake out and push at those boundaries and really make a noise for themselves. You have done that for your entire career. And now looking at kind of where the music industry is at the moment with people still fighting those same battles, you know, I think of Britney Spears and the situation that she finds herself in at the moment. Can you relate to those kind of situations still? And do you have any advice?
Well, I see it happening every day. I've been fortunate in my life that I have not had to deal with a lot of the same things that a lot of the women have. Although, you know, I've gone through a lot of stuff myself, but I never linked that to the fact that I was a woman or not. Mine was just more business things. For instance, I went through a similar thing that Brittany's going through now when I was with the Porter Wagoner Show, a man that I spent 7 years with when I first started out in the business, and I had only wanted to stay for a few years. But we fought a lot. But I pretty much stood my ground, and But he didn't want me to go, and after I left, he sued me, so we went through that whole thing. So, yes, I can relate to what Britney's going through. But I think we should all be allowed to be ourselves, whether it's women in the workplace, and if they're mistreated, or if they do the work and they don't get the credit for it. I think whoever does the job should be recognized and paid for that. Shouldn't matter, you know, whether you're male or female. So I really understand and accept all the situations that I see in this world, in the business, music business, or just in the world of business, or out there in the workplace as well. So I try in my own way to write songs about it, to talk about it in my way. I don't feel I have to go hold up a sign or march in the streets, although we got to get the word out, whatever. But for me, I've always been able to express myself through my music and through my words. And so I'm all for people getting treated with respect and allowing people to be themselves.
Absolutely. It seems to me like country music is changing with TJ Osborne and Brooke Eden and Brandi Carlile, you know, all being out and proud and being embraced, and artists of color like Mickey Guyton and our very own Yola and Darius, Jimmy Allen, finding their place and being embraced in country music. For me, growing up in country, I'm very encouraged by that. But then on the other hand, I'm like, well, what took you so long? How do you feel about that situation at the moment?
I feel the same way. Like, what took you so long? I love the diverse aspect of the business today, that we've got all kinds of people, and that the women are doing so well, like all those women that you mentioned. I'm so proud of them, and they're so gifted, so talented. Wouldn't it have been a great loss in this world for us not to have the Brandi Carliles and all these wonderful girls that are out there now doing so well and being so accepted? And so I'm all about that. I just say praise the Lord and get after it, girls, go for it. I wrote a song, actually, for the James Patterson Run Rose Run book. It's called Woman Up and Take It Like a Man. You know, it's like be as good as or better than. Get out there and do your thing and just woman up and take it like a man. Just show your courage and you can be strong. Like, look like a woman, think like a man, be soft and be strong. You know, you can be all that, but just take a hold and just put it together. So I'm real proud of the girls, and I'm so proud of the music business now that they're allowing people in that weren't allowed to be there before, and they're treated with respect. We've got a long way to go, just like with the same of 9 to 5 and the message in that, the movie as well as the musical. We've come far, but we've got far to go.
Absolutely. We've got 9 to 5 the musical on tour. When are we going to get actual Dolly? Any plans to come back to the UK?
I'm not planning to do any touring right now. We've got to let all this COVID stuff, we've got to let all the traveling be a little easier. We've got to all stay smart. But I definitely want to come back to the UK because I love my fans there. And so there'll be a time, there'll be a reason, and there'll be a place. So I will see you, if not in the Smoky Mountains, I'll see you somewhere in the UK.
Well, we cannot wait. Dolly Parton, a joy and a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I cannot wait to see you again soon.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Say hi to your mama.
Oh, say hi to mama for me. She'll cook you some biscuits.
I bet she would. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Well, there you go. The full unedited interview with Dolly Parton. I hope you enjoyed that. What a joy it was to talk to her, and a joy to share it with you. If you did like it, feel free to leave us a nice review or 5 stars. It really does help other country music fans find us. And tell your friends, if you got some country music love and friends and family in your life, it'd be great to have them along as well. We'll see you next time.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.